Leaders from four flood-stricken European countries met in Berlin yesterday to appeal for emergency aid. The European Union will decide later this week how much to allocate to Germany, Austria, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia. Damages in Central and Eastern Europe could exceed $20 billion. NPR's Guy Raz joins me now from Dresden, where the water already has started to subside. What does the city look like this morning, Guy?
Well, Renee, a good chunk of the city center that sits along the Elbe River is now covered in murky brown sludge. Here in the center, there's a pretty strong stench of rot in the air. And with the exception of the occasional passing siren, the city is totally dead. I mean, a few people are strolling around the center, but much of it's blocked off by police and soldiers. And the highway that runs along the river is still totally inundated.
What about the cleanup? Has it started yet?
Yeah, it's already underway here. Just outside from where I'm standing, there are volunteers all along the riverbanks are picking up trash. The city officials are more interested in two of the city's major cultural sites, the Zwinger Palace Museum, which houses a Renaissance art collection, and the Semper Opera House. What's particularly surreal about seeing these buildings is that they're almost like islands surrounded by water. Earlier, I was talking to some people in town who remember what the buildings looked like after the wall came down in 1989. You know, the city was totally flattened by Allied bombers during the Second World War, so reconstruction didn't really begin here until after German reunification. Only a decade ago, those buildings were still bombed-out shells, and now it looks like the city's going to have to start some restoration work all over again in certain parts.
Guy, downstream, I understand the water is still rising in some parts of Germany.
Yeah, in Bitterfeld, a nearby town here, which sits on a tributary of the Elbe, officials were worried that a chemical manufacturing park would be flooded. They built barricades all weekend to try to keep the water from hitting those chemical factories because, of course, it would have caused an environmental catastrophe. That didn't happen. Further downstream from there, in Torgau, more evacuations took place, and the high water level is supposed to hit there today. Torgau is the place where U.S. troops met Soviet soldiers during the Second World War on opposite banks of the Elbe River. But again, they are not too concerned about major damage there either.
What about the rest of the region? Are rivers flooding elsewhere?
Well, the Vltava in the Czech Republic has pretty much subsided, as has most of the Danube River south of here. In Budapest, obviously, which sits along the Danube River, the water level is expected to hit its highest level in recorded history today. But in Budapest, that city suffered a major flood in the early 19th century. So at that time, they built a 32-foot wall all along the riverbanks, and that's pretty much going to hold back the river from spilling its banks there, so officials aren't worried at all.
Guy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Guy Raz in Dresden, Germany.